We're back. I love how our
it doesn't say record for me yet.
It is. I see it. It literally says recording. I see it.
It hasn't done the sound yet.
I heard the sound already.
Oh, I haven't.
Maybe because you're the host, it doesn't show it.
No, it does. It just takes a while. There you go. Okay.
Now it just doesn't sound natural.
And we're back.
No, what's it called? I love how in our last episode, we're like, guys, we have everything together. We're going to see you guys next week. And it's been over, like, nearly 2 months.
No.
We're basically, like, the Nikita Dragon of podcasts.
I never agreed to that title.
She's the only one I could think of. But we're called. Oh shit!
Where do we start? Is it? First of all, I hope you guys notice our new equipment.
So basically, we have earned a grand total of $1.98 on the podcast, and we're all about redistributing the wealth.
We really splurged. So
we brought it back in equipment, you know, because we take all your generosity, and we put it back into making everything better. Mm-hmm. So we spent $30 on a microphone. It was the cheapest one at Best Buy. And honestly, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and they have these grand studios with microphone, headphones, blah, blah, blah. They're doing that all to be dramatic. Literally, this $30 microphone is all you need. Not all you need. And a pair of headphones. And yours are wired, aren't they?
Yep.
So you don't even have to splurge on the headphones.
Mm-mm, but I already have a microphone, so.
So basically, where do we start today? If you guys want us to stick to a schedule, just give us one comment.
And $1 per comment, too.
Exactly. Just one comment on your preferred streaming service.
No!
We'll drop the episode tomorrow.
Not my cat diabolically jumping on my laptop.
Huh?
My cat just diabolically jumped on my laptop. Okay. Anyways,
so yeah,
our Patreon link is in the description.
Oh yeah, the minimum entry fee is $32 a month. I'm trying to make back that money of this microphone.
You get a shout out on the Instagram.
And also, our PayPal links will be in the description as well.
What?
Well, at least mine will. I don't know what yours.
Yeah, her OnlyFans link is in the description. Please donate as much as you can.
And also, my mother's OnlyFans link will be in the description as well. It's a family business. Okay. So
what are we talking about today?
Topic number one. What are we talking about today?
You know, you.
Folks are bullies. Okay, let me know if this is like rude to say. So I can't tell if this is like I don't even want to say it.
Say it. What is the show called?
I can't tell if this is like xenophobic of me.
Oh, don't say it.
Wait, but like I don't think it's that bad. So now now that you're being like, don't say it, it's gonna be
really bad.
Okay. So you know how all these idols have been called out for being bullies?
Yeah.
I don't think it's xenophobic now that I think about it. But basically, every time I watch dramas, and you know, they were always being like bullies in the show, they play those roles a little too well. Like, I just don't, like, every time I finish the show, I'm like, she's such a bitch.
Yes, in the ground.
I feel like they enjoyed it. Like, those bully scenes, like, I have never. You know, maybe it's because, like, the American bullies are like, push your head down the toilet, so it's, like, dumb. But there is a little too personal and a little too serious. Shut up, bitch. Like, I feel like half the stuff, like, wasn't even scripted. They just
no, I can see that.
They just happened to be recording. It's it really in the good back of my mind. In the back of my mind, I always just thought, I wouldn't be surprised if this is how they acted. And lately, they've just been coming out left and right as did this person believe me? This person
is not holding back.
And I believe it 110%. I believe it. And I think there's more.
Absolutely. First of all,
there's more.
Yeah. This shouldn't even be up for debate. Literally, you can just tell from the ones that are accused that that those aren't all lies.
And I like how it's all idols, but I'm talking about like actors.
Oh, like the dude?
No, his was not bullying. That was, I don't even think we should talk about it because I'm scared we're gonna make a joke.
So go ahead.
Like it's actually really serious.
I didn't read about it.
Okay, okay, I'll tell you. So basically, everything that he's done just proves why he's always second lead. But anyways, you know Jisoo, right? Jisoo. I don't know what his first name is. Jisoo. Actor. Jisoo. It literally just says, oh, Kim Jisoo. So
that, oh my god, that's really blacklist. That's not helping.
It's not her. Okay, how about this? You know that show My First Love on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. Okay.
No. I'm not a weeaboo.
He was in Weightlifting Kid Fury. I don't remember him in that.
I'm sorry. Wait, can we get to like the juicy details?
Well, like you have to know who he is.
So he's an actor.
You definitely recognize him. Like, he's been a hell of shit. Yeah.
I'll search it up right now.
He's 27 years old, so that's how you know it's him. Anyways, he was, like, basically accused. Like, this all happened, like, over the weekend, I think. He was basically accused of, like...
I don't know if I've seen him before. Oh my god, why did he look like him in this one picture?
I think, like, he pissed on somebody's face. Like, he was basically a bully in school. Bye. We should talk about it.
Bye.
He also like ejaculated on somebody's face.
6'1"?
Huh?
He's 6'1". Kind of short.
No, this is in high school.
Anyways,
and
what happened?
And I think like so he like ejaculated on somebody's face.
You know, boys.
And so basically he was part of like the delinquent crew. I guess he was like the bad boy of the school. And he basically beat up people. Like, see, this is why I feel like they play bullies too well in their school. This is literally what happens in dramas. And then he would like throw food at them at lunch and stuff, and he was like forced them to buy him like cigarettes. All in middle school and high school.
Trash.
He also, I forgot what it was, he also did something to this middle school like girl, and they keep emphasizing that she was in middle school, so I can't tell if he was also in middle school or if he was in high school.
Saving all the shows. What was I gonna say? Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
No, it's actually like really intense. Everybody else is like, stories are like, oh, she was just like,
oh my gosh, she called me fat, bitch.
But his was like, his was like very serious, and I'm like, how did you go under the radar for so long?
Yeah,
he was in so many shows.
I guess maybe they were afraid to speak up. That's usually how it is.
Oh, and, like, the person that, like, was, like, the whistleblower, I guess, as if this was, like, a company scandal, but the whistleblower, she was just like, I don't even want an apology from him, I don't even care, but if you're going to call yourself, like, an actor, put school violence perpetrator in front of it. I'm like, well, no. And, yeah, somebody, like, accused him of, like...
Damn. his company, like,
this was it. Like, he was accused of like having intercourse with the middle school student in the bathroom, and then he posted a handwritten apology, basically apologizing. So, and he basically admitted that everything was true. And I'm like, this is some really serious stuff to like be doing an Instagram apology about it.
He thought it'd blow over.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, he really just did like the notes app apology. Like, I'm sorry you feel that way.
All men do is lie.
I'm sorry if I ever made you feel uncomfortable.
I'm sorry that you felt worried.
I never want anybody to ever feel uncomfortable, so I'm sorry if you did.
As he completely ignores apologizing.
I sincerely apologize if I ever made you feel wrong in some type of way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you took it the weird way.
I'm sorry you didn't understand the joke.
It was a bit. It was a bit.
And this was the one we went too far at, and now we're canceled.
See, that's why I didn't want to bring it up.
It's okay. It's like juicy. AOA. It's going in the title.
What did the chick from AOA do? Because she was serious, wasn't she?
The one who got bullied, or Mina? Not Mina. What's her name?
Yeah, Mina.
Mina was the bullied one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jimin was the girl, the bully.
Oh, Jimin. Yeah. I remember when that came.
First of all, Jimin was like a meerkat.
She was about the worst voice ever. Her voice is so annoying. I hate that high pitched rap that people do.
I remember. I don't know if you've watched it. Watching Unpretty Rap Star and watching her try to go up against Jessie. Just
that was so funny.
So embarrassing.
And then she would do her like little Nicki Minaj like bar. Catch stacks like he blazing up.
Wasn't that you? Yeah.
What do you mean? who's really fucked up? And you know, like, I hate to be that person, but like, literally just last week or 2 weeks ago, my friend was telling me how cute he is, and I always told her, I was like, I don't find him cute, and that's like, whenever he's like the main lead, I stop watching it because he's just so, which is why I stopped watching my first one. Yeah. No, he's just unattractive. I just straight up found him like not attractive at all. So I never watched anything where he was the main lead. And then look what happened. See, I sense ugly people. He just never gave off main lead vibes.
It's not.
So disappointing because my first one was such a good show and I just stopped watching. Oh, you know, you know what drama's coming back? Our favorite show.
Back.
Love Which Alarm one? Season 2.
Who?
Love Alarm. Love
Who's
Alarm.
That?
You watched it because I remember you were making fun of the chick's name.
Love Alarm?
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
So basically, it was on Netflix. It dropped like early summer and it had probably the dumbest concept known to man.
Oh, I never like, watched it. I read the synopsis.
Yes, you did. You were making fun of her name. Oh, you didn't watch it?
JoJo.
Bro, I finished that show in a day. It was like weirdly really good. And this entire time, I was like, did they just abandon the show? It's coming back next week.
K-drama suddenly having season 2s now?
It was split into 8 episodes. It's not even season 2s.
Oh, God. If these K-dramas start doing that, like multiple seasons now, they're going to drag everything out.
It's like... it's gonna turn to like British TV where it's like 3 episodes a season.
No, like where the two leads don't even meet until like episode 47.
Deadass. They keep like seeing each other, but they never actually meet. and then the season 1 finale is like her like dropping her stuff and him helping her up, and they like lock eyes, and that's after 16 episodes.
And then she realizes that that's the guy that like assaulted her 10 years ago. That was literally the plot. Wait, that was a joke, but that was literally the plot of like a Mexican soap opera.
Oh my god.
Like she married the guy in the night that they like slept together. She like woke up and she was like, "You're the guy."
Wait, what? It took her that?
It took her that, yeah, to realize that he was going to like assault
her.
That
really is a K-drama. No, a K-drama would have been that her mom was murdered by somebody.
But then it was that guy.
Her mom was murdered by somebody, and she saw his like figure leave in the dead of the night. And then at the end of season one, when like they meet each other, she notices a scar on his left ankle. And then she like,
oh, you know what? We could definitely write our own script.
That really is it, though. And it would have been like not even after their 51st meet, after like 6 dates or whatever, and they're just like hanging out, and it's so random. Like in the middle of the episode, she's
like, they're walking down the park, and then like he walks in front of her,
right? She drops something, so she goes to pick it up. She's like, "Hey," he's like, "What are you waiting on?" She's like,
"And that's the season one finale."
That's the season one finale.
And then the next season comes out like 3 years later.
Right, with a new cast.
Yeah, like it can't be the same one.
Hello, My 20s. Did you watch that?
I watched the very beginning, a couple of episodes, not that many.
Season one was good. Season two was trash. they switched out the main chick, and that was like really hurt my feelings. Because like they really thought I wasn't gonna notice. Like they looked completely different.
You mean Asians don't look the same?
I was surprised, yeah. That was a joke.
We're not trying to get canceled. That was sarcasm.
That was sarcasm. We covered Jisoo. How do we segue into coronavirus?
Okay, I'm usually good at these. Wait, I'm usually good at these. Talking. I'll find a connection somehow.
Oh, I got it. So Kim Jisoo got outed, so he's not going to be up for any awards. You know who is never up for any awards? Black people.
Get used to it.
Wait, what? But I'm white.
Yeah.
But I'm Indian. Anyways.
What was her name? The second one? What was the name of the second woman?
Oh, who won the Golden Globe?
Yeah, I feel like I know her too.
Okay, so yeah, the Golden Globes were, I don't even know, a few days ago. And the Golden Globes were Black woman won Best Actress.
Black woman. Just black.
I'm trying to figure out where her name is. Andra Day. Her name is Andra Day.
Singer.
She won Best Actress. And apparently, that is the second Black woman to win in Golden Globe history.
And tell us the first one.
The first one, I think it was Viola Davis. Let me double check. Or was it?
Viola Davis?
I think so. Let me see.
As she should.
Black woman. If it's not, I'm going to be a little bit off.
I'm not just putting Black woman.
I mean, if she hasn't won it, then that's just trash, because it should be her. Golden Globes, Black woman.
Like Beyonce or something.
If she's mixed, I'm gonna get angry.
Probably is.
Okay, why is nobody telling me?
You're not searching out the right thing, probably.
Probably not. It was Viola. Oh no, she beat fellow nominee Viola Davis. So Whoopi Goldberg was the first one.
Not Whoopi. Wait, what?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Wait, was at the Oscar. My bad.
1986.
Well, the first Black woman to win an Oscar, though, was A Child of Two Slaves.
You're lying, huh?
Her name was Hattie McDaniel.
The Oscars are so old.
Oscar. Ooh, portraying the head slave Mammy. Oh, in Gone with the Wind.
Okay, that makes sense. Hattie McDaniel. We're so off topic now.
Sorry, wait. Oh, yeah. I was like, she was forced to accept her award in a racially segregated hotel.
How many Black women?
Zero.
Actually, I'll just say Black people. How many Black people? No, Black women. How many Black women have won?
Just one.
It was just her. No, because Lupita Nyong'o, I remember one.
For Oscar?
Okay, so 12 women of color have won.
Not bad.
12. Wait, let me rephrase that. Not black women. 12 women of color.
Now I'm interested. How many, like, Asians and Latinas?
Okay, so basically, 12 women of color have won, with black women receiving the majority of the awards. Rita Moreno and Rasheed Rawal
represent black. They're not all black?
No, 12 women of color. Basically, Rita Moreno and Mercedes Ruel.
Rita, yeah.
Hispanic actresses. Miyoshi Umeki winning the only award presented to an Asian woman, and only two indigenous actors have, not even actresses, actors have won an Oscar.
Not even actresses.
And only 32 Oscars have been awarded to people of color. It's not just women, 32. And how long have the Oscars been around?
Like 100 years, calm down. Not that long.
First Oscar winner. 1929, oh my god.
Oh, really?
Bro, this shit is old.
So it is, yeah, almost like 100 years.
The first black woman won in 1980, holy shit. Or was it 1940, you said?
I mean...
1940. Okay, then you know that's not too bad. It only took 11 years. That's not too bad.
Compared, I guess. Speaking of 40 years.
1929, wow. That's actually crazy that 32 Oscars have been awarded to people of color. 32 representing 32 years. Since that's celebration, I don't know. Okay.
Now my lungs giving out again.
Oh yeah, this podcast might be hosted by a soloist soon.
I'm dying.
My co-host got COVID in December, and ever since then,
it's just been getting really hard to breathe. You know, like just really bad chest pains.
And they also have asthma.
So God really just said,
"Here you go." There you go, bitch, try this one.
Anyways, I'm fine. If you want to send some donations.
I'm fine.
Please help. No, I'm not kidding, though. I literally can't breathe.
And if he stops talking during this episode, just know he's an attention-seeking whore. That's probably why. And that's probably why he stopped breathing. And we might hear shouting from his family discovering his body, but I'll like mute that out. Girls will kind of like ruin the vibe.
Oh, speaking of being buried alive, oh, the whole Texas thing.
Good one.
They need a, whoever, okay. They just need a, first of all, Texas just needs to be annihilated.
Right. Are we allowed to close our borders for Texas?
Like, I mean, no, we don't really want her. Like, oh, the 12 American viewers that listen to us are all from Texas.
And like, okay, by the way, if you're an anti-masker, don't stop watching because we kind of want our views. But, like, when we get up there, then you can stop watching us.
Mm-hmm.
So when, like, we don't want you. But for now, we'll let you fly. But if you're an anti-masker and you live in America, how embarrassing.
Yeah, also, if you're an anti-masker, make sure to spread this podcast to all your redneck hillbilly cousins.
Who probably all have, like... probably all have other infectious diseases that they need to worry about.
Ooh, I mean, you said that, not me.
Before COVID, they probably should have been wearing masks, period. With who knows what they were spreading for.
It's just ridiculous to me how California, being one of the states that's reporting the most deaths every day, suddenly goes, we're done with masks.
No, it wasn't California.
I mean, California, duh, but Texas is also there. Like, they're literally the highest, too.
No, I know. Oh, I thought you said California was doing it. No, the only reason why Texas is doing it is because, like, they had, like, the worst response ever to, like, their winter storm. And so now they're like, we want the people of Texas to be on our good side now. So, hey, we all know that we left you without power and a couple people died, but you know, you don't have to wear a mask outside.
And then more people get sick, and then, you know, they don't really believe in, like, keeping people alive, even though they hate abortions, but, you know.
Exactly. That's an issue. They'd be like, I'm pro-life. Pro-life and you're hunting. I mean, Claire, okay, this is, like, so off tangent. It's not even in our list. But I am such an animal. Okay, I'm a meat eater. But I am such an animal rights activist in such a weird way. Like, I do not understand trophy hunting. I have never understood it, and I will never understand
actually, it. Actually, I kind of get it, too. Like, I love chicken and everything like that.
So it's so cool. Really, and, you know, it's a certain demographic.
When people, like, pose with them? Like, when people pose with, like, their game?
Yeah, literally, okay, it's one thing to be, like, in, like, a rural area, and, like, that's, like, your tradition to, like, go hunt for food or whatever. That I'm cool with, you know, because you gotta do it. Like, there's no target near you. You gotta do what you gotta do. But I'm talking about those bitches who, like, leave the little suburb town, go to, like, I don't know, the middle of nowhere in South America, and then they'll go, like, hunting, basically.
West,
like,
Virginia.
Remember that dentist who killed, like, Cecile the Lion?
No.
Cecile the Lion. So basically, it was like a Minnesotan dentist, and he flew all, which we don't live, so it's not like we care.
Those Canadians, we don't even claim them as the U.S.
Exactly. It was a Minnesotan dentist who killed, like, a beloved lion that was basically, like, being, like, also watched by, like, some, like, scientists. I think he was, like, the oldest lion ever. And it was just a well-known lion that was, like, really, really liked by the community. And homeboy went all the way over there and killed him. And then he was like, I didn't know.
Was he sentenced to jail?
Let me see. I'm actually Googling it right now. Kill. I
love how it's a federal crime to kill a lion.
Walter Palmer.
I know there was this one man in some, I forgot, but he stole a shark from an aquarium, and that was considered a federal attempt of crime.
It was an endangered species.
Lion?
No. Oh, maybe it wasn't but it was called, like, literally Cecile the Lion, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, Cecile the Lion's killer slaughtered endangered Mongolian.
Speaking of San Antonio, the guy that stole the shark was from San Antonio, Texas.
Another thing why we don't claim Texas.
I would expect it to be Florida. Florida has its own. Can we just get rid of
trophy hunters to travel to Mongolia to kill a beautiful and endangered ram is absolutely
Mongolia? They went all the way over there?
No, that's another thing with these trophy hunters. They travel to different countries to trophy hunt.
How do you even declare that in customs?
It's like in your suitcase. They're like, in the customs, it's like, what the fuck?
Jail. They're all going to hell.
Yeah, and then, like, I think he lost his... Wait a second. I was just at the orthodontist. Is this my orthodontist? This boy, he looks really familiar.
I'm dead.
No, like, dead ass. Let me see if he lost his license. All, like, white men look the same, but he's looking real familiar.
Interesting. I hear your washing machine going off in the distance.
No, there's nothing going off.
I definitely hear it.
There's literally nothing going on.
It's a fan or something.
Walter J. Palmer, General Dentistry. Oh, my God. I got real nervous there.
Shut up.
My dentist is really his doppelganger then.
But you're not in Minnesota.
No, which is why I got nervous that he went to Canada. It's in Bloomington? Holy shit. It's like right there.
Anyways.
Oh, well, and he has like 1-star reviews. Damn. Yeah, I definitely did not go there.
Speaking of non-going places, only these TikTokers, talk about James Charles.
Oh, yeah, I went off a side tangent about like how I don't fuck
because with apparently people who are animals. My little co-host here has some hot tea on James Charles.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know. Okay, this is like a lot of fucked up stories today. So this is all alleged. So, you know.
Warning, viewers, any lawyers listening, alleged.
This is all alleged. There's an ongoing, I don't know, there's an ongoing investigation. I don't know. But anyway, so basically, this dude posted this TikTok talking about how he was messaging James Charles on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And James Charles thought he was cute, so he messaged him back. And this guy, he's 16. And he was recording his phone with, like, an iPad. So, like, James didn't know he was screen recording, basically. Uh-huh. And basically, he posted, like, all of, like, the pictures that James sent. So, basically, this James was like, are you 18? And he was like, yeah. And was like, say no more. James just started sending hella pictures of him butt-ass naked. And then, like... Finally, like the dude, I don't know like how he told him, but then he was finally like, oh yeah, I'm 16. And then like, now this is like the real alleged part. He was crazy. He was like, yeah, I'm 16. And then like James was like, oh my god, but you didn't even like send me any pictures back. This is so and so anyways, James posted a response like right away on Twitter talking about how basically, he was blaming the child, saying that he was tricked. And the child, see, and I was listening to this chick who I'm like a patron of. She was basically talking about how like a grown child cannot trick an adult because like you as an adult did not do like your job in like making sure who you're talking to is of age.
Yeah, he should have asked for ID.
Apparently, yeah. And also apparently on the dude's Instagram story, this isn't apparently, it's a fact, he had like an Instagram reels and like if you like went past a couple, that should like, it was like 52, it was like 9 weeks ago or whatever, like it's an old Instagram reel. It shows like, oh, like how old are you? I'm 16 or whatever, you know? Like it shows his age. And so he really didn't have to do that much digging to know that he was 16, you know? And if all it takes for you to be like, I'm 18, for you to right away send pictures of yourself. Oh no, James. Like you have a lot of money. I feel like you should do better for yourself.
Those lawyers.
A higher standard.
So like anyway, is he what's going on with that then?
So basically James was like, I'm not gonna blame a child, but he started basically blaming the child, saying that he was tricked and everything, and nobody's really having it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, this is like Jeffrey, I shouldn't even say this is related to Jeffrey, because Jeffrey didn't have any evidence or tea or anything, he just was talking out of his ass. So yeah, James was like, next time I'm gonna ask for a passport photo, I guess, or whatever. And I'm just like, if you have to ask people how old they are, just don't even bother. How old is James? I think James is our age. We're all 21, 20, right?
20. Are you? I don't know.
James Charles.
22 or 21?
He's actually 21. He's 20? 21. He's a grown man. At what point are you just being like, okay, you're a grown man with like millions of followers. There's already a power imbalance of you Snapchatting a fan.
Oh like, my god, these replies are not it on his tweet. They're like, get y'all popcorn. Get y'all popcorn ready. James, not you snitching on yourself.
Yeah. And I'm just like, how do you think it's appropriate, even if your fan is 18 or whatever, how do you think it's appropriate to just like message them and send pictures of yourself like that? Like, guys, when you message us, we will not send any picture back. We promise.
Wink, wink.
Maybe for a certain price. I don't know.
We're saving ourselves for God.
Yeah, we're Mormons.
Damn, anyways, that's deep.
Yeah, so Jaden's just being a whole weirdo. And, you know, after the Tati and Jeffrey thing, you would think he'd be a bit more careful. But all homeboy had to do, all it takes for James Charles to send pictures of himself is to be a semi-attractive child. I can't believe I put attractive and child in the same sentence.
Double FBI right here.
Yep. Yes, sir. This one right here. Is to just be a child and be like, I'm 18. And for just be like, period, say no more.
Yeah.
I'm like, somebody was saying how, like, there's like, oh, like, James, if you're so desperate to date, there's like literal Tinder for celebrities. And like, why is he not on there? Why is he messaging fans? Ugh, it's very weird.
Yeah, behavior. I guess it's true.
Like, don't you have people in like your inner circle? Or do you really have like no friends? He's friends with Charlie, which is a bit sus.
That should already say enough.
And like, he's always like, oh, it's like a mentorship. And I'm like, yeah, that YouTube video is like best friends.
Yep.
Should we talk about TikTok? Did you ever talk about that?
Huh?
How folks are multimillionaires for doing nothing.
Well, they're not doing nothing. You have to look good in the first place.
Okay, I guess you need to have win like the genetic gene pool, I guess.
Yeah. Which no, you can never.
I remember like, okay, you didn't have to do that. Okay, guys, next topic. No, what's it called? Like I remember like back in the day, this is gonna sound like we're like hella old, but like they'd be like, oh, YouTubers are getting paid all this money for doing nothing, and like that's not true. YouTubers, like, even if you didn't even edit your own videos or whatever, you had to do mm-hmm. some level of work. Mm-hmm. TikTokers, they do other people's dances that aren't even like require that much effort, or they some of them can just stand there and then boom, rent is paid just like that.
Stealing people of color's dances.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, I was on TikTok this morning and like there's this chick doing this dance, and I was like, oh, it was like, no, it wasn't Cardi, it was something else, and I was like, oh, this shit is bops. And then I go to like the sound tags just to look at other people doing that dance. I saw Charlie did it and I clicked on it, and she like, I think she made up her own, I don't know, it was like the most half-ass, like she didn't follow the choreography, and like I'm like, this is just and aren't you supposed to be a dancer? What the fuck is this? So it was like it almost looked like a parody of like somebody doing like, oh,
if isn't she like 16?
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm like an adult. I'm like bullying her.
Hello, Twitter.
Never mind. I really just like went off on James, and here I am bullying a child.
Literally. Well, I mean, those are apples and oranges, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, my God, never mind. Charlie, you have 2 years to get it together. When she's 18, I better see some choreographies.
I don't think so.
But you know who we can't talk shit about? Her sister, Dixie. She's, like, 20.
Is she? Yeah. I thought she was 18.
She's a whole adult. 19 or 20.
Sometimes I just want to be lonely. Wait, don't. They're all about depression, you know?
Oh my god, like, people were talking. She's 19. People were talking about how, like, that video she did with 24 Hours with Vogue or whatever. And how, like, she and, like, her sister are, like, the embodiment of people with, like, no personalities. Like, it's so true. To her talk, she has, like, and it makes sense because, like, she's dating Noah Beck, who literally looks like a walking, like, H&M men's catalog. Like, he looks like he just has an empty head. And he's like, I have to work out because I think I have to. And here I am. Like, he's just so, why am I doing this?
You heard it here, tweens.
This basically, I'm bitter.
You're like, they think they're so great because they have skinny little bodies.
And they think they're so cool because they're skinny and they have money.
I'll show them. And the other FBI at our door.
Yeah. Oh my god, I thought you were making a joke of like me killing myself, not killing them.
Oh. That's not what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Just because they were born pretty doesn't mean they're pretty on the inside. My mom's not pretty on the inside.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let me stop talking. I just sound bitter.
I mean, you are.
I mean, I'm a nice person. I don't get paid millions of dollars. Oh my god, I did post this one TikTok. And it was like the only one I posted. And it was like the dumbest shit ever. And I was like, it did okay. It did okay.
A good five views.
Oh, never mind. I almost said her name. Never mind. Anyways.
Don't worry, guys. We'll be making our own Tic Tac soon for this.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe we already have. Maybe we are trying.
You'll never know.
We just modified our voices to sound big and ugly.
We?
I guess only you. Anyway.
You and you, right?
So we did bullying, we did Jisoo, we did Texas, we did
things. We covered everything.
Wow. We didn't cover everything. If there's one positive thing that quarantine has got us, is that everybody has been growing out their hair. And not gonna lie, some of these old people be looking good.
Okay, you grave robber, calm down.
Like, Conan O'Brien looks so attractive. And who's that one other that other late night? It was Stephen Colbert. Oh my god.
Bye.
No, you have to look at him with his hair growing out. He is so attractive. Oh no, he cut it recently. No, fucking off.
Aw. Anyways.
He knew the power that he holds and he had to stop.
It was too powerful for this universe.
Oh, you know, this is a side tangent. But you know, I was like watching a bunch of YouTubers, and you know, having a personality really does make somebody attractive. Because I was looking at these YouTubers and I was like, oh my god, they're so cute. And I was like, if I looked at a picture of them, they're hella ugly. Like, really ugly. But then, like, when I'm watching their videos, I'm like, I see it. I see it. And I'm like, that's kind of scary.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
What? What?
Hey guys.
Are you dying?
Just a little. I suddenly don't wake up tomorrow.
I'm like, hello? And I'm like, I can't stop the recording. Only you can. Hello?
You just hear a thump like.
And I'm like, there he goes, being an attention seeker. Always wants
okay, to y'all. It has been real.
How long have we been going for?
I don't know. Probably like almost 50 minutes.
I think, oh yeah, this is pretty short for us.
Yeah, don't worry. Next week it is going to be much better.
Usually we do like feature length films.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, just
but join us next week where I'll be shaving off my co-host's eyebrows.
And what's crazy that you guys won't even be able to see it.
Darn. All right, guys. We'll see you later.
And we'll be back next week.
For sure, next week, as in 6 days.
And our guest, his first name is Mark, and his last name starts with an L, so I can't say stick around, you know? It's a bit juicy next episode.
Who could it be?
Imagine, like, our next episode has, like, 9 million views. Am I?
All right. Bye, guys!
Bye!
And we're clear. No, we're not.
It's still recording.